Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcoming you out once again today for another wonderful, wonderful week. Glad to be back. Glad that we're now into the triple digits of episodes. Grateful for the feedback you guys have had. I got to tell you, I don't think I can keep up doing as many podcasts as some of you guys are requesting. I've had some of you say that you're almost caught up and you've been going since episode one. So, I appreciate it, but I got to figure out other ways to keep you going. In fact, if you want other ways, if you're saying, hey, I'm loving this stuff, I want to learn more, go check out our website, moneyripples.com. That's MoneyRipples.com. Check out our website, check out that we got events coming up. In fact, we got an event coming up on April 28th and, or sorry, 29th and 30th. And it's going to be absolutely awesome. We won't have another one till the fall. And that'll be the last one of the year when we get to the fall. So love to have you there. So be sure to check out our blogs, check out the events and things that we got going on there as well. So today I want to talk about something that I hear very often. In fact, I'd probably hear it at least once or twice a week from people. It's really funny because, I have people that they'll ask me, or things will come up. Like today I was at a networking event and I was talking to this couple. I knew they listened to podcasts. And I knew the one guy, he would listen to mine. And then his wife I was talking to, and I said, well, what kind of podcast do you like? And she mentioned a few, and she mentioned Dave Ramsey. And her husband immediately said, oh, man, Chris Miles, he hates Dave Ramsey. Don't say that word around him. and I've had several people say that, like, oh, that guy hates Dave Ramsey. It might be because maybe I've done some episodes in the past that have said that. But I want to kind of set the record straight about really what are my feelings about Dave Ramsey and what he teaches. Because I know it's been a while since I've addressed it, like a year. So every once in a while I know it's good to bring this back up. But let me create more context. So the question is, do I hate Dave Ramsey? Do I like him? What's my opinion of Dave Ramsey? I've had some people say, hey, are you going to go toe-to-toe with him, like on TV or radio and call on a show? The answer is absolutely not. I'm not going to go on a show because he controls the button that hangs up on you. So it wouldn't be much of a conversation when it's one-sided. Here's the thing I will say about Dave Ramsey is that I actually do like Dave Ramsey. I think he does an amazing good in the world, does a lot of good for a lot of people and has done a lot of good. And I'll even say as of this point, he's even had a much wider influence than I've had and done a lot of good that way. So do I hate him? Absolutely not. I like the guy. From everything I've heard about him, he seems very genuine. He's a very caring individual. Everybody I know that knows him loves him. I haven't met anybody who says like, oh yeah, you don't want to get to know that guy. He's kind of a jerk, So from what I know about Dave is that he's a very genuine guy. He does care. He wants the best for people. And he's the kind of guy that wants to help those that are especially broke, those people that are stuck. Here's where I see that he has the best niche because his market's not my market. His market tends to be people that are just absolutely horrible spenders. Like they cannot stop spending. They need seriously like Spenders Anonymous or something. He's great for them. He's great for people that are just starting out that don't know anything about anything when it comes to money. They don't even know the first basics of that. He's perfect for those people. He gives them a great start. He's great at getting people to zero. He's great at getting people to the place where they can at least have a base or a foundation. I'll give you an example. I actually had a client it's been about 12 years now. And I remember, it was about, I worked with them a little bit, but really, I mean, they were broke. They really weren't doing much. And I remember they came to me about, roughly about 10 years ago and they need to do a refinance. In fact, I say, hey, if we refinance and consolidate some of your loans, we can free up over $600 a month, which, is a good thing. You know, nowadays I think $600 a month, I'm like, oh, that's okay. You know, cause I'm usually trying to help people, you know, save on average at least, you know, $30,000 a year is typically my average. This year, some of the people I've had lately, it's been pushing like, you know, anywhere between $30,000 and $100,000 in a year. It's been incredible. But with them, they were going to free up over $600 a month. And I knew that'd make a big difference given their income. And so we did the refinance. But here's what happened is that within a matter of months, probably within about a year, all of a sudden those same credit cards we just paid off, they had charged it up again. Now, back then I wasn't addressing cash flow. I was more the traditional financial advisor back then, but it kind of drove me nuts because I said, hey, this was pretty cool. Like, we found you money without any money out of pocket. That's awesome. But they still ended up racking up all their credit cards again. Well, I heard a few years later, I talked to their son. He said, hey, guess what? They're doing great now. I said, really? They said, yeah, they finally decided to do the Dave Ramsey program. They did his Financial Peace University. They got back on track. They started budgeting. They stopped the mindless spending. And next thing you know, they're even putting money away to savings. And I was blown away. I said, that's awesome. Now understand, I actually used to teach a lot of things that Dave Ramsey taught. This is why I'm very passionate about some of the things I teach now, because I have seen a different way. So for them, he's perfect. Perfect example. My market is not his market. The people I teach, and many of you that are listening to this right now, are not people that he's focused on. He is focused on people that do not have a lot of money. They're usually paycheck to paycheck, but they're just usually lower to low middle class at best. There are some people in other degrees that do listen to him, but they find out that after a while of using his stuff, it doesn't quite feel right. And that's where I come in. You know, I focus on a different market. Obviously, I focus on a lot of small business owners. I help a lot of people that way. I'm very good with the nonconformists, the people that aren't conventional, the people that say, you know, I've been listening to this conventional wisdom for years and it has been working. Because let's face it, for the last 30 or 40 years, the things that you've heard even Dave Ramsey teach or people that are in the media typically, it's the same old stuff. Nothing has changed. I mean, even Dave Ramsey, even some of the strategies he teaches are the same strategies, not principles, but strategies that he taught 20 years ago, and he's just stuck with it. It's the same stuff. But has it really helped people become financially free? I'm not saying that their financial situation hasn't been improved, but I'm talking about people that don't feel like they're paycheck to paycheck. People that feel like they can live the life that they choose to live and they have more than enough to do so. People that actually feel abundant, they feel free, not just debt free. Which is not the same as being financially free. You cannot ever be financially free if you come from a place of scarcity. I didn't mean that to rhyme, but it did sound like a Dr. Seuss book just now. So you can't expect people to become financially free if you're in a bunch of scarcity. So that's where I come in. I come from a different place where I'm focused on different people, people that actually do have control or want to take control of their finances. They want to do something different. They don't want to be the same old people that put their monies in 401ks and IRAs and mutual funds like everybody's taught you for years and still hasn't worked. I don't teach that. I teach about how to create abundance and cash flow today, how we create more freedom right now, how we buy time back into your life so you actually feel like you have time, you have money, you have options, and therefore when you have more options, you have more freedom. So I teach from a place of abundance. I'm teaching you how to have an abundant mentality around money. The perspective around money between Dave Ramsey and I are very different. There are some similarities and sometimes in the strategies we do, because he does teach some good strategies, but the perspective you come from, for example, when it comes to paying off debt, he says you should just get angry and get mad. Anger does not help you make more money. Scarcity only takes money out of your pocket, does not put more money in. You cannot be in that state and expect to become financially free. Now, I get what he's saying. He's saying that you got to like rile yourself up a little bit and wake up. Yes, wake up. But that doesn't mean get angry. It doesn't mean get so mad and even like depressed about your situation, which a lot of people do. They get depressed. And the ones that tend to be hopeful are the ones that say, hey, in the next 10 to 15 years, I'll be debt free. They're not debt free yet. They're still having to struggle with that day after day, but they'll become fanatics saying like, I'm going to be free someday once I pay off all this debt. Guess what? A lot of people that go through Dave Ramsey's program and become debt free come back to me later and say, guess what? I don't feel that much more free. Yes, I don't have all these loans, but I'm at zero. That's what I mean where he gets you to zero. He's great at getting you to pay off your loans. But after that, it gets a little fuzzy. And so, you cannot come from that place. You got to teach about stewardship, not about how to be a saver. Everybody in the financial world is teaching how to be a good saver. Save everything, spend nothing, live cheap. Make sure you try to save forever, save as long as possible, live on as little as possible, be minimalists and everything else so that someday you might experience some sort of freedom. And I don't believe in that. I actually believe that you are here to, in some cases, invest in memories, invest in your families, invest in your education, invest in your own personal growth, invest in your happiness, to invest in your lives, to create a life, not just to be on a balance sheet or a budget. I'm not saying you don't use those things, but it's more than just the numbers. It's about your life. And so it's got to come from a place of abundance. It's about stewardship. Stewardship, the way I teach stewardship, is much different than being a saver. Savers don't want to spend money. I teach people that as stewards, you actually do use your money. You're using your money almost all the time. You might have savings, but you're not just saving to save and compound interest. You're saving money in an effort that in the short term, you can create more money with it. That's a big difference. You know, I have a different way, and I believe a better way to pay off debt, a way that's safer and can actually even be faster than the way he teaches. And I've proven that time and time again with my clients, and it blows their mind, and it's helped them in situations when real life happens. I've also seen that a lot of times that it's about, for him, he mixes principles and strategies together. Principles never end. They never change. They're always true. They're absolute. Strategies, however, do change and can change with circumstances and time. So for example, when someone starts talking in absolutes about a strategy, like you should always pay off your debt, that is a strategy, not a principle. The principle is to live within your means or to produce more than you consume. But the strategy of paying off your debt, well, that's not a principle. That's a strategy. You may not want to pay off your debt. There may be a time you might say, hey, I'll pay the minimum payments. I'm not going to accelerate this at all. There's clients that I have that say, listen, let's pay these things off as fast as possible. But these other ones, leave alone. Just keep paying the minimum payments. Do not accelerate it. Even if you've got the money, we'd rather put it somewhere else where we can make more money. We try to create more cash flow, whether it's paying off the loan or making more money with it, whichever one ends up being better. And that's case by case, person by person. No one person is a carbon copy. And when you give blanket advice saying, hey, you should just pay off the highest interest rate first or lowest balance first, hey, you know what? No, not always. Sometimes you shouldn't be doing that. And you know, and a lot of times he'll say the principle, quote unquote, that one of the first baby steps is to have a $1,000 emergency fund. That's one of those things he says, hey, 20 years ago it worked, it still works today. Guess what? $1,000 is not enough. Not even close. I have some people trying to get them over $10,000 before we try to aggressively pay off their loans. So that's not it. Some people it's five. Some people it's a couple thousand. It just depends. Every situation is different. And if you try to blanket it, and I get why he does it, because being in the position I'm in, it's really tempting to want to give you blanket advice. But what happens if you teach the strategies and not the principles behind it, people miss the mark. They miss out on it completely. And so, and what happens, what I've seen is that sometimes people will call in with really good questions. And they'll say things and he'll say, no, absolutely not, because it goes against something he taught about a strategy. Now, part of that is ego. I mean, there's no doubt if you've listened to his show, you know that there's some ego behind it. He puts a lot of stank behind it. I mean, sometimes he puts a lot of negative emotions behind people and you just cannot do that. You know, give me an example. I had a guy that I listened to on that, his show. He called up and he said, hey, Dave, so this last year I had to put about $5,000 into fixing up my car. This next year I'm going to have to put another $5,000 into fixing up and keeping this car running. It's paid off free and clear. But Dave, don't you think I should just go and buy a car where I can have the payment being about $400 a month? I'd be spending that money anyways on repairs. Why not get one that is more reliable and can do me better? And Dave said, absolutely not. You never go into debt for cars or anything like that. You know, well, this is where ego starts trumping common sense. Come on, let's admit it. That guy could have got a car that had a warranty. Now, it's not just about the money and everything else. And it's not about this guy is a bad spender. I can guarantee that if the guy had a paid off car and was trying to make it work, this guy was not a spender. He was a saver. Dave's talking to spenders, but all the people that keep getting attracted to him are savers. They're the people that are already doing the stuff he's been doing. And all they do is all he does is make them feel more guilty and feel worse. And he's gotten so sold on it being good because it's become popular because it is mainstream stuff. He says it's not the norm. What he's teaching is the norm when it comes to financial advice. He's teaching what's popular. He's teaching what's normal, what hasn't really worked. And so my challenge to you is to start questioning that, to say, wait, does that really make common sense? And I'll tell you, especially with business owners, they'll say, oh my goodness, Chris, you have made me feel so good. There's things that I've heard about, you know, or things that I've listened of his, and I just didn't feel right about it. Like he's like, but I did it anyways, because that's what everybody taught. Well, guess what? If you keep doing what everybody's done, you're going to get the results everybody's gotten, which has not been good. And I'm telling you, more people have followed his advice than not that have listened to his stuff. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people follow his advice. I find out that probably about half of people I talk to have been good savers. They've done the things he's asked. He says everybody's a spender. I don't believe that. Everybody maybe in his market's been a spender. But the people I've talked to, they're usually not that way. Business owners, not usually. They usually have to have some sort of knowledge, some sort of like at least basic understanding, even though they might not feel like they do. Because every business owner, when they meet with me, they say, hey, Chris, I'm kind of embarrassed about my situation. I should probably be better off than I am, but here it is. And I'm like, well, that's what everybody says. Everybody is an entrepreneur or a business owner thinks they should be better off than they currently are. That's why they do what they do. That's why we all do what we do. We want more. We want more control, more freedom of our lives. We want control of our destiny. That's why we go into business. So I get that. I'm one of you. I know. You know, and so to be able to give yourself that permission to say, hey, maybe that's not exactly true. Maybe that doesn't quite work. You know, the thing is, a strategy is a strategy. Principles are principles. Principles are eternal. Strategies are not. You know, Dave Ramsey, if he were to talk to people about basic, quote unquote, common sense life, as he would say, don't jump, go jumping off cliffs, right? He'd say, do not jump off cliffs. You'll die. Gravity is a, if you jump off, gravity will pull you down, you're dead. But see, he doesn't understand that there are principles. Yes, gravity is a principle, but the strategy of jumping off the cliff can change with circumstances. How many people have we seen on videos or known that's jumped off of high places and survived to tell the tale? Lots, right? Whether it's a bungee cord, whether it's someone that's using like the paragliders or whatever it might be, people have jumped off, they jump off cliffs every single day and live to tell the tale. So should everybody just not jump off a cliff? Should that be the absolute advice? Or should it say, hey, you know what? Jump off a cliff just depends. What are you wearing? What are you doing? Or are you just jumping off without a parachute? Okay, if you do that, you might die. That's probably true. You will go splat if you're just throw your body off a cliff with nothing else to have other principles, other laws in place, such as aerodynamics, to help you out. Does this make sense? So you can't talk in absolutes when you give advice. This is why I don't like to talk in absolutes. Never, ever, ever do I like to talk in absolutes. I'm just kidding, obviously. No, principles are absolute, strategies are not. So what else? You know, other things like people, if you're wanting to make more money without increasing your time, without getting that part-time job, without gambling your life away in the stock markets and crappy mutual funds that don't pay squat, that will... I just showed one of my Canadian clients just recently. I said, hey, if you want to retire in 25 years, and actually I showed him, for him, it was actually 12 years. I said, you want to retire in 12 years, even though you got $200,000 saved up, if you want even a middle-class lifestyle, the equivalent of $60,000 a year lifestyle, you're going to have to start putting away about $14,000 a month based on real rates of return and real rates of inflation. $14,000 a month. Do you think he had any hope there? Of course not. Now, if you have somebody just fluff numbers saying, oh, you'll make 12% of you in the market. Dave still says that. You understand, I taught that almost 15 years ago, and we proved it's not true. You do not make 12% in the stock market ever. Mutual funds have not ever done that over a long period of time, but we're still teaching it, right? So no, that's the thing that drives me nuts. Sometimes the advice he gave, I'm like, I remember this stuff from like the 90s and the 2000s. He hasn't changed his tune. The thing is that there's more knowledge out saying, hey, here's what's worked, here's what hasn't. And mutual funds are broken. And that's the main thing he's telling you to put your money into. He's telling you to stuff your 401ks or whatever it might be. Well, great. If you want a life of mediocrity, and this is really what it comes down to, if you want to be like everybody else, fine. Do it. Even if you get an employer match, great. You might at best hope for mediocrity. You might at best hope for upper, lower class, or lower middle class if you do a really amazing job doing that. But I'm not about that. I'm about creating freedom and cash flow today. I love that just in the last week, I had one person, you know, we worked with her, and we just found out how we just surpassed how she can save and make an extra $100,000 this year. Also last week, I had another client. We were able to help her free up over $4,300 a month. And by the way, it cost her no money out of pocket. And it blew her mind. She's like, I can't believe it. I can actually put away almost $6,000 a month. By the way, that's half of their income. You know, that was awesome. And by the way, they were kind of feeling like, yeah, we're kind of paycheck to paycheck. We're saving a little bit, but we don't feel great. Bam. All of a sudden, in a matter of, for them, it was just weeks. I don't always get that kind of result with people, but I love it when it happens in weeks. I love it when it happens in months. But within a matter of weeks, all of a sudden, they're in a very different situation. Now their situation is, crap, what do I do with all this money? How do we get our money working for us? Cool, that's the next step. How do we get you to retire from your job? I got a new client just recently that's what they want to do. They want to be able to quit their job so that she could be full, you know, more have a business as well as be a full-time mom. You know, that stuff excites me. Those are the kind of people I love, and those are the people I serve. You know, some of the other people that just like to do the same old, great, do it. Listen to Dave, and you know what? I think you'll be happy with it. I think you'll be happy overall. You probably won't get great results. You will not get the results you thought you would get, because I've had a lot of those people come to me too. But if that's what you want, fantastic. He will get you in a better situation than not doing anything at all. I can assure you of that. But if you want more abundance, you want actual life changing today, you want more freedom, you want more cash flow, you want to be able to, if those are your business owners, you want to be able to make money in your business and not feel like you're strapped to a job, like you own a job, not a business. If you want to be able to create some freedom and some time and quality of life, this is what I teach. This is why you should keep listening to this show. This is what I do. So my charge to you is that look for something, look beyond it. If you feel you resonate with this, keep listening to this stuff. Check out our events. Like I said, check out moneyripples.com, you know, and reach out to me. If you want to have a consultation, say, Chris, I would love to have that money leak evaluation that you guys do and see if there's a way you can help me and be able to get my money making money for me or get my business doing a lot more, let me know. So feel free to email me, chris@moneyripples.com. That's chris@moneyripples.com. Anyways, everybody have a great prosperous week. I can't wait to help you next week as well. Keep adding value. Keep the questions coming. Keep inspiring me so I can inspire you and be able to give you the kind of, you know, the answers you're looking for. This is Chris Miles signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.